The shift in how we work and learn has meant big changes for people everywhere. With Oregon still under stay-at-home orders, a big factor in how well that's going comes down to the internet and how good your connection is. Rural residents have it harder. Napa and Brownsmead are communities about 15 miles outside Astoria, east toward Portland. Driving by on U.S. Highway 30, travelers see mostly trees with a scattering of houses nestled in hilly terrain. Residents' kids go to the Napa School District. Many of the district's teachers live locally, too. Statewide, about 40% of Oregon's school districts are considered rural. That's according to the Chalkboard Project, a nonpartisan group dedicated to education reform. Paulette Johnson is Napa's school superintendent. Her district serves kids K through 12 on a small campus just off Highway 30. The pandemic has helped the district realize how inadequate internet access is for their students now that they're trying to serve them remotely.
And we found out that about one-third of our kids actually didn't have access to any type of internet unless it was data on mom's phone, and they didn't have devices at home. So the interconnection that we have in the rural areas around Napa, like Brownsmead and Swenson, and now those areas are really, really poor.
The district can issue kids computers if they need them, but it can't give everyone internet access. However, it can share what it has, a good connection.
At the school, because we're with a co-op with the Northwest Regional ESD, we have good connection. And so as time went on, and we were thinking about, well, how do we do distance learning for all? It was, well, we're going to have to provide a spot. So what we did was we had our tech guy out with his computer walking the parking lot, figuring out where kids could park or parents could park in order to access that. And we have about 36 parking areas set up so parents can come when they can up to the school and access the internet at school.
The school runs its education programs now using a combination of paper and online learning. They use Google Classroom and related apps to keep kids connected.
Well, so for internet access, they would get on to like a Google Hangout with their teacher, or their teacher might use Google Classroom where they assign an assignment and then the teacher checks with them twice a week.
To supplement that, school buses bring kids paper lesson packets dropped off at their usual bus stops, along with daily school lunches. For kids who don't have internet, the packets are their connection to school.
So the kids just, when they get their meal, they get their learning packet. So it's, you know, activities, like there's a sheet in there from the PE teacher of these are the things you need to do this week or you can do this week. There might be something from the counselor. This is how you stay emotionally well and healthy. And there might be a math lesson. There might be an English lesson. So.
But there's more to the story than just that some kids don't have internet at home. Even when they do, service just isn't adequate to meet the demand. Misty Lindstrom lives in Napa. She's a mom with three school-age kids, one in sixth grade, one in eighth, and one in 10th. She's also a teacher at Tongue Point Job Corps Center in Astoria, and she's attending college online seeking a master's degree. All that work is now happening at home. Her experience matched what I heard from other people in the area. She gets her internet through the local telephone company, CenturyLink.
It'll work for a few minutes and then it's off for a few minutes, and then it'll work for a little bit and then it won't work for a little bit. Almost every day of the week, my kids or myself have some sort of meeting that we have to do, and it'll drop off in the middle of it.
She said this makes it harder for her kids to complete assignments on Google Classroom. She sticks with her service provider despite its problems because there are no data limits. She hasn't heard of anybody in her area who has decent internet. Other area residents I spoke to who use satellite internet service complained about data limits that ran out partway through the month even before the pandemic. Now they run out even sooner, and service slows to a crawl. Lindstrom says she can't see herself piling the kids in her van and going to the school parking lot, but some parents might make it work.
But my friend Louie, who lives in Brownsmead, he said he was going to take his like camping trailer, and then his two kids could do their work, you know, so they could spread out in their trailer and use the school's Wi-Fi.
Some families, if they have a good cell phone signal, can use their phones as a hotspot to run computers and tablets, but they may run into data issues or, in most areas, have such poor cell service that hotspots aren't an option. Superintendent Johnson says in the short term, she wants kids to be safe, have the resources they need, and some adult connection through the school or their families. Long term, she's worried about the gaps rural schools will need to fill.
And we don't, it's an equity issue, of course. It's an equity issue with, you know, the learning. It's an equity issue with the technology. It's an equity issue with, you know, are our kids being successful? It's an equity issue when we can't contact a kid because they're homeless or parents are afraid or whatever. So we know we're going to have to fill those gaps, but we don't want to hold any, we want to hold all children harmless.
I asked Johnson if she could talk with internet providers, what would she ask for? How could they help schools?
I would ask them for better service, better connectivity, provide it to us for free for a while, make sure that our kids are being successful. You know, it's hard to get packets back. Can you give us some thumb drives so kids can back and forth with assignments? You know, anything you can do to help us out here.
In other upcoming stories in this series, we'll hear from internet service providers who offer service in these rural neighborhoods about what they're doing and not doing to try and meet greater demand for their services. We'll hear from legislators about their challenges getting help to rural areas. And there's a new internet provider locally, one that's reaching out to these communities claiming to offer better service. We'll see what they have to offer. Stay tuned for more in our series on rural internet during the pandemic. I'm Joanne Rideout in Astoria.